Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today in this episode where we're going to be discussing the idea of, I think I'm going to call it the victim blaming. The reason I'm saying this is because I just finished watching a documentary on Elvis's final 24 hours. And what I got from that, what I saw in there was a lot of pain, a lot of rejection, a lot of people that felt as though they'd lost a huge figure in their life. But what I also saw was some people that struggled to recognize the struggle that the man was going through himself. And I think this is relevant to today's society. And by this I mean, when people are struggling with certain aspects of their life, either that be in relationships because they've been abused in there, with substance misuse, and with their children, or other aspects of life, such as the workplace, in education, whatever it is that you're struggling with, what we appear to do, and it looks like this is something that humanity has always done, is we blame the person. So, for example, if you're in a relationship that is abusive and coercive and controlling, you tell the woman, why didn't you leave? You could have just left. Nobody should have made you stay there. I suppose what we're not accounting for there is the skills that comes with being able to control somebody else. These skills are not one that's just developed overnight, but one that has been crafted with time. The individual that is demonstrating this power doesn't just make you feel like you're unable to say anything, but instead they've made you believe that you're being served here. You're being made to believe that they're actually doing you a favor by putting their hands on you, by being abusive towards you, by being controlling towards you. So what happens there is that every ounce of belief that you have about being an independent person has been completely eroded. That you now feel that this is what a normal relationship looks like. And rather than seeing anybody that is not being exposed to something like this as the people that are in healthy relationships, you perceive them as the weird ones because that's what you've been made to believe. That's the indoctrination that you've been put through. But I suppose it takes people with understanding of these sort of behaviors, understanding of the fact that not everybody has the opportunity that they have, the understanding of the flaws within humanity, to understand that not everybody is out to do good. And there are some people that are genuinely out there to cause harm. Whilst I'm saying that, I'm also mindful that for a lot of perpetrators of these sort of behaviors, they are also victims themselves. They have been victims. And to be able to demonstrate this behavior, this is possibly what they've had to live through themselves. And this is how they've been taught to say, this is how you behave in a relationship. So what we find is that cycle of replicated behaviors, or people replicating behaviors that they have been victims of, that they have lived through and have caused them pain, distress, and fear. For a lot of people that find themselves in this position, fear of loss is the ultimate driving force. So, about somebody that is using any form of substances, again, rather than go, oh, which is what I was experiencing when I was seeing this video, was, oh, it could have just stopped it at any time. It didn't have to use the drugs. But what was not being looked at here, which also doesn't get looked at within society, is, did they really have any control? Again, that idea of control often gets stripped away because you're either seeking these substances because you're trying to escape something, possibly an experience you've had, possibly an experience that you're still going through, and you feel as though talking to anyone doesn't bear any fruit, but instead you want that instant escape. That instant escape, which is what these substances give you. The first time you try it, you're taken to a place where it feels as though the pain, the torture, the guilt, the shame, and that sense of I don't belong has completely gone away. And for a moment, you're able to just be you, whatever you looks like. But for you, that moment, it's got to be exhilarating. And for the people that are unable to understand this, what you feel towards them is bitterness. Why wouldn't they just let you be? Can't they just be happy for you because for the first time in your life you are happy? And this is the aspect where we say happiness is subjective, isn't it? It is unhealthy, don't get me wrong. But rather than seeing the tool that we're using to escape that, how about we try and see the reason that tool is considered necessary in the first place? Why do we need it? Is it sustainable? Those are the sort of conversations that need to be had. Getting the people to understand the consequences of one's action when you're going down this path. Building the confidence of people that feel as though they've lost it. They've lost that confidence. Because only by doing that are you able to realign that person with their true self. Because we all have our true self. You don't just come off drug. You don't just end a tragic and traumatic relationship. You don't just give up work. You work through the process of understanding why it isn't healthy. And by the time you're able to recognize that through knowledge and understanding that people are there for you, that's when you're able to come at the other end. Do we think it's healthy to victim blame? My question would be, what's the evidence to show that it works? Because for every time somebody's been blamed for not giving up the drug or giving up a relationship or anything that is toxic around them, something tragic often happened. I use Elvis's example because he's one of the huge or one of the biggest stars. Somebody that was able to command a viewing in over a billion when it came to his concert. But yeah, to think that somebody like that was in so much pain, was being dehumanized by his own manager, somebody that was lost and felt as though the only way the people around him can continue to rely on him is if he works himself to the ground, which he eventually did. And do we think sometimes that we enable those behaviors by being quiet? Because that's another thing I noticed with that. That happens in society, isn't it? You don't say anything because you don't want to upset the apple cart. But by not saying anything, you're indirectly enabling that behavior. Don't say anything because you don't want to get into trouble, but yet you're leaving the individual to continue to struggle. Indirectly, what you're saying to that person is, you've got no one. But when you talk about the person outside of them, oh, they know what to do. But do they really? Because if they didn't know what to do, or maybe they did, but they feel as though nobody would believe them. Nobody would help them. Nobody will want to be there. They're a burden. They're going to be shamed. They're going to be cut off. These are genuine, genuine feelings. That we need to recognize, I think. What do you think? Let me know what you think in the comment section below. Let's have a conversation. Until next time, it has been Kings. Peace. Bye for now.